It is the Coach Home, the revamped Coach Home. It's Neil Atkinson. And I've got with me Mo Stewart and Emma Sanders. Coming up, we've also got Alex Hurst to talk about Newcastle and Dan Hewitt with John Gibbons, the pair of them. So John, still here in spirit, as it were. We'll do it ever so slightly backwards. We might actually change the order a tiny bit as we go because I want to get to Dan Hewitt as he was excellent. But we will start off with the Monday games. And Mo, they're both shrouded in the video assistant referee debate. And it's frustrating, really, not least when you're trying to do these sorts of shows, yeah. Is that you don't want to be talking about the video assistant referee debate on a regular basis. And it appears to me that what winds you up is almost a matter of personal choice. So some people are getting very wound up indeed by marginal offsides. And I'm not a marginal offsides guy. I've become a clear and obvious guy. That's now who I am. Always focusing on the language. And whilst Leicester don't deserve a single thing from the game against Fulham, and it is worth saying that in the end, the result goes the right way, it is still, for me, whilst the Fuchs thing probably is just a foul and it happens to be inside the penalty area, it isn't clear and obvious. And it's clear and obvious now, and this feeling that the game is being re-refereed in another dimension that you're not really got access or a privy to is what's driving me mad. Offsides are just offsides for me, but I accept that we're all different.
Yeah, I think that's a fair shout. It's almost like there are levels within the levels of the VAR complaints, because you've got the idea of essentially what you think should or shouldn't be a penalty. Then you've got the idea of what are we checking for? So you can say something like you say, the Fuchs example, it's marginal. I'm with you. I think that the way that the contact happens means that it means it's more likely or inevitable that he's going to go down, as opposed to something like the Welbeck-Robertson one where he could hit him that way and still stay on his feet. So you have the idea that, okay, some people think that is a penalty, some people think that isn't a penalty. But then beyond that, it's like, are these what we're supposed to be checking for with VAR? Is this even the point? Is that even relevant? And because there are so many different levels to this argument and different people, like you say, are more het up about different points, so everyone's jumping in at their own levels, there's no uniformity of how to solve what these problems all are.